This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, April the 14th of 2025, day 104th. Of the year, and only 261 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration, Radio Big. It's just the kind of the world where we live, kind of where the things that we do is what we do. So a lot of stuff, a lot of things, a lot of things to look at as we are hanging out. So how have you been? How is the world and how is your multiverse? Not a joke when I say that, by the way. Some people are like multiple. Yeah, there is multiple. So, yeah, hopefully you had a great weekend because, listen, I did all kinds of stuff trying to play catch up here, catch up there, and then we have some stuff to talk about from over the weekend and everything from there. You know, there's some excitement in the air and some things that I've been working on that I will tell you a little bit later today if you want to hang out and we'll talk about that. So let's talk about what we do here. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how the show has been. So as we go through this today, we'll talk about news, we'll talk about stuff related to politics because we just can't avoid that. We'll have some professional newscasters that'll come in, and then we'll give you a level of a main story. Simple enough, just how we do it. It's kind of the way of the world. If you want to interact with the show, though, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com will do the trick. Everything's right there for you to interact with us. And us to be able to interact with you. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging are all the options that are readily available for you to do your thing, no doubt there. Anyways, why don't we do this? Let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a weekend of uncertainty surrounds the latest on the unappended global trade system. Also, the Menendez brothers get a resentencing hearing, and actor Eric Dane reveals a heartbreaking diagnosis. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, the Breakfast Club reunites, and The Bodyguard is getting a remake, and details about that in the casting. Also, Megan of Sussex opens her doors to the press, sort of. So we'll talk about all that stuff, because that's what we do. That's what we do. We talk a little bit about everything. Some people go, well, you don't only talk about... Hold on. Let's do it correctly.
You don't only talk about safety news. Why is that?
Because we talk about everything. And the reason we talk about everything is because you can't just start a meeting just talking about safety. This is not the way that it works. Some people just not understand that.
But you need to talk about safety, because safety is in the title of the show. Why would you do this to me?
You get the point. It's okay. We're going to make it. So let's do this. Let's bring in some pro newscasters, because that's what we need to do around here. No doubt about that. So here we go. Here's the news.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ishan Garg. Chinese President Xi Jinping says protectionism will lead nowhere in an article published in a Vietnamese newspaper as he kicked off a three-nation trip to Southeast Asia. He's also urged Vietnam to cooperate in preserving global supply chains amid disruptions caused by U.S. tariffs. Laura Westbrook reports.
President Xi's first foreign trip of the year to Vietnam, Malaysia and Cambodia shows the strategic importance he is placing on deepening regional ties amid a trade war with the United States. Beijing faces 145% U.S. duties, while Vietnam is hoping to strike a deal with the U.S. after its 46% tariffs were paused for 90 days. Global supply chains have moved to places including Vietnam since Trump's first term as part of efforts to diversify from China and avoid U.S. tariffs. President Xi is also expected to try to curry favor with Southeast Asian leaders under pressure to crack down on transshipments of Chinese goods through their countries to bypass U.S. tariffs. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The U.S. military has removed the commander of a military base in Greenland after she reportedly distanced herself from Vice President J.D. Vance's remarks on his visit in March. The Trump administration is leading a controversial push to take over the semi-autonomous island, which belongs to Denmark. Ira Spitzer has more.
The now former head of the U.S.'s Patufik Space Base in Greenland, Susanna Myers, reportedly sent an email to staff saying that J.D. Vance's comments accusing Denmark of not keeping Greenland safe didn't reflect the views of the base's leadership. In a social media post announcing Myers' firing, a Pentagon spokesperson wrote that actions to undermine the chain of command or to subvert President Trump's agenda will not be tolerated. Vance's March visit was part of efforts by the Trump administration to express interest in taking over the massive Arctic island for national security reasons. Those efforts are seen as threatening by the leaders of both Greenland and Denmark, who met on the island earlier this month to express their opposition.
Fears about a trade war, recession and job losses have sent U.S. consumer confidence plunging down 11% in April. It's now sitting lower than it did during the Great Recession. Tony Waterman has more.
This is now the fourth consecutive month that consumer confidence has fallen. Sentiment is down over 30% since December as Americans grow increasingly nervous about the state of the economy and whether the U.S. is headed for recession. The University of Michigan survey also found that inflation expectations are spiking, sitting at their highest level since 1981. The anxiety is not just being felt among Democrats either. The survey says confidence is slipping among all ages, incomes, education levels, and political affiliation. Tony Waterman, Texas.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the growing fears of some Americans that their ability to speak freely and protest against things with which they disagree is being constrained by the Trump administration. A judge has ruled that a green card-holding student organizer who participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations last year at Columbia University can be deported, despite his legal permanent resident status in the United States. And the U.S. Immigration Service this weekend warned that if you're a guest in our country, act like it. Dave Leventhal is an investigative reporter in Washington and a former editor at Business Insider.
That is the fear of people who are Palestinian Americans, many of them, people who are strong supporters of the right to free speech and the right to assemble peacefully and protest in one form or fashion. The concern here is, to what extent does this go? Is it just going to be one individual here, one individual there? This is creating an incredible amount of fear that a lot of people fear is going to just tamp down on that constitutional right to free speech and free assembly.
The government is currently focused on rounding up foreign students who took part in last year's pro-Palestine protests and is deporting hundreds of them. But it remains perfectly possible that other people will soon be targeted for speaking out on other issues. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. 16 minutes past the top of the hour. We are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's go ahead and get into the plethora of information that I have for you about what's going on with the news. So have you heard of this word that's been thrown out there? It's called tariff. Oh, okay, just double checking. Wasn't sure if you had heard it or not. Like you might have been under a rock or in a coma or something. Wasn't sure. Okay, so take a listen to this. China temporarily halted all exports of select minerals and magnets over the weekend, not just to the United States, but anywhere abroad. The ruling Communist Party will develop a new scheme that will more strictly regulate which countries can receive such shipments. In the meantime, all such exports are on a case-by-case basis. According to the New York Times, about 90% of rare earth magnets, which can be used in all kinds of industries or and industrial applications, are produced in China. Let's see. No one is entirely sure what the state of play is for American tariffs. On Friday, the White House announced that the tariff exemption on 20 product categories, including most tech devices like computers, smartphones, the exemption is retroactive to April the 5th, suggesting that the tariff so far paid could be somehow refunded. But on Linkly Sunday Truth Social post, Trump wrote, "Nobody is getting off the hook for the unfair trade balances and non-monetary tariff barriers that other countries have used against us, especially not China, which by far treats us the worst. There was no tariff exception announced on Friday." So there you go. Also, fortunately, President Trump told reporters on Saturday, "We'll be very specific on Monday, that we're taking in a lot of money. As a country, we're taking in a lot of money." So I think that we need a level of a decoder to be able to understand some of that stuff. And you know how this goes. We talk, and then some things change, and then we talk again, and then it's like,
talk, 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 talk.
So we're not sure what exactly is going on. I'm just saying. This, I mean, it's a level of everything. But you know that this is a hot topic conversation. And if you look at anything related to like 401ks or any stock investments or mutual fund investments that you have, they're probably doing this number. You probably see more down than up as of late, but that's what's going on. Let's just not lie. Because in the level of uncertainty, this is always going to play a factor on what's going on. So let's be real. Okay, so let's continue forward. Private jet management firm NetJets suffered a data breach last month, and now some of their clients'
files have surfaced, including the travel preferences of Elon Musk. While the headlines is salacious, Musk's désir isn't scandalous. The company notes that Musk says that he likes his jet to be at 65 degrees. That's the only thing that he really makes him angry is bad Wi-Fi connection, and that his most diva of demands that none other than the crew speak to him unless he interacts with them first. Worth noting, a high maintenance as that sounds, Musk likely is trying to avoid being pitched yet another investment idea or hearing about someone's down out on their luck family member who could use a few grand. I mean, one can understand that, I guess, to some extent. I mean, this has to be kind of weird overall. I mean, but then again, I've seen like some very weird things, like don't talk to Miss Ross unless she looks at you first, and don't call her Diane. You know, just as an example. Not saying that that's the case with Miss Diana Ross. I mean, I know it's been a hot minute, and I'm not picking. It was just the one that defaulted into my brain the moment that I started thinking about it.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. Hanging out, still doing our thing. Don't worry, we'll still have our main story coming up in just a titty bitty, just a moment or two. Anyways, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported last week that inflation came in at a 2.8% for March, amid increasingly uncertain economy for the short term. Mercifully, prices actually ticked down from February to March by 0.1%. Yes, I did say 0.1%, but that's something. The cooling inflation is largely attributed to the step drop of fuel costs, which fell nearly 10% year over year. Go figure, despite the promising numbers, egg prices at the grocery store hit the all-time high in March, despite the plummeting cost of wholesale eggs, as sellers went more through of their old inventory. This is according to CBS News. Do we have a whole bunch of news stories about eggs? Because that's going to be interesting. Do we have a video story of eggs? Oh, by the way, before I forget, was it on Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. We've talked about a lot of stories here. And I'm only saying this because I'm remembering now because I'm about to do this story, but I'm not going to do it now. I have never had so many people interact about a story related to pee. Not that we've ever really done a story about pee now that I think about it, but man, was there a lot of conversation about the pee story, the pee jug story. And if you didn't hear about it, essentially what it was is somebody's actually leaving pee jugs in front of someone else's house, and they cannot be put inside of a container, and you must dump them yourself inside of your household. And people were in this area were leaving like 6 jugs filled of pee. Yeah. But the amount of messaging that has come through in regards to the pee story is just mind-boggling.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey, just keeping it real, man. Keeping it real. Anyways, take a listen to this. Sam Bankman-Fried has reportedly settled into a new home for the time being, a low-security prison facility in Los Angeles. The convicted crypto fraudster spent a few nights in between his transfer at a medium-security prison in Victorville, California. The prison has a notorious reputation for violence, with inmates calling it Victimville. While the Bureau of Prisons does not comment on inmate movement, SBF gave an unauthorized video interview to Tucker Carlson from behind bars last month. No word if the change in surrounding is a result of that or had been planned all along. SBF has previously petitioned the courts overseeing his various legal cases to serve out his sentence in California in order to be closer to his parents. This is according to Fortune. The magazine, not according to that he had a fortune, just in case. Okay, what else do we have? By the way, the next thing is a Florida story. And I know that right now you should probably be saying before I even get into the story,
WTF.
Or WTF.
What does WTF stand for? Welcome to Florida. So let's talk about this. A Florida woman was arrested last week for buying and selling human bones on Facebook Marketplace. Kimberly Ann Chopper faces charges for on trading in human tissue for attempting to sell two human skulls at $90, a human clavicle at $90 as well, a human rib for $35, human vertebrae for $35, and a partial skull for $600. Hold on. Sell two human skulls for $90 and then a partial skull for $600? That doesn't sound like a bargain. From her business, Wicked Wonderland. According to the arrest report, let's see, Kimberly claims the bones were educational models, while the co-owner claimed to not know it was selling to it'll sell human bones in Florida, or illegal to sell human bones in Florida. The bones were taken to the local medical examiner, who found the cranium and skull fragments were likely archaeological finds dating back hundreds of years. This is according to Fox 35. Yeah. Florida. I mean, we never disappoint. I mean, let's not lie here. If we're going to go in, we're going in large, because there's no other way to do this. Because let's talk about it. When you're going to go the Florida route, it's all or nothing. Just kind of the way that it goes when it's all said and done. So it is something to think about. So let's see. I think I got a 28-seconder here that we could probably do if you want to talk about this. Man, I swear this computer hates me sometimes. So let's see. Do we want to take a look at this? I think we do. Or maybe it's mostly I do. And guess what? You get to suffer along the lines with me going through this. So let's go ahead and jump into this real quick. So here we go.
Behind bars after police say this woman right here lands behind bars after police say she was selling human bones online and at her store. 52-year-old Kimberly Scoper has accused of selling human bones listed for $850.
Really? $850 now.
Business Wicked Wonderland and Facebook Marketplace. She was charged with the purchase and sale of human organs and tissue. She was released yesterday morning after posting a $7,500 bond.
Really? Only? Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I am following along here. So, essentially, the person gets arrested, and the bond is lesser than what the price would have cost for some of the bones? I just don't get it.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you're thinking about it, so we have to talk about it because it's kind of a weird comment. I mean, it's like, hold on, WTF, welcome to Florida. But man, really? Dig up her bones. And then, oh yeah, it's less than what we were selling some of the bones for. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Terrible timing, by the way. I'm just going to let you know this. Let's talk about some deaths going on real quick. Actress Jean Marsh has died. She passed away on Sunday due to complications of dementia, according to her longtime agent. Marsh is best known for her roles in The Twilight Zone and I Spy. She was 90 at the time of her passing. So just a little FYI there. Also, let's talk about the weekend box office real quick. At number 10, The Chosen, The Last Supper Part 2 with $931,000. That dropped from the number 3rd spot to number 10. Also, The Women in the Yard, $2.1 million. At number 8 was Snow White with $2.8 million. At number 7 was A Working Man with $3 million. At number 6 was The Chosen, The Last Supper Part 3. Hold on, there's multiple of these. $5.8 million. At number 5 was Drop, $7.5 million. At number 4 was The Warfare, $8.3 million. At number 3 was The Amateur, $15 million. At number 2, The King of Kings, $19 million. So hold on, 5, 4, 3 and 2 were all new movies, and number 6 was a new movie too, which was The Last Supper Part 3. And coming in at the number 1 spot for the second week in a row is Minecraft, the movie. I have to tell you, I'm just surprised by this. But I don't know what people want. I barely even know what I want half the time, so let's not lie. So there you go. Okay, so what do we want to do here? Let's talk Let's talk about this. President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador will meet with President Trump today. The president from El Salvador has, in recent years, overseen the creation of supermax prison facilities to house violent gang members. In it now also houses select deportees from the U.S. since Buckley cracked down. El Salvador has been rated one of the safest in the countries. So there you go. What else? The Trump administration is working with big banks to expand the lending programs to small businesses through, though without any new laws or regulations, banks have shifted their focus in recent decades to big-ticket commercial programs like advising enormous global corporations instead of offering Main Street lending options. According to the New York Post, Trump hopes an environment of deregulation will encourage more smaller lending. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about the numbers real quick because we're going to want to know about this. The Dow climbed 619 points to close at 40,212 on Friday. The S&P gained 95 points to close at 5,363. And the Nasdaq increased by 337 points to close at 16,724. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude closed at $64 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.18 on Sunday, and Bitcoin gained over the weekend, trading just around $84,000. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $96 million jackpot or a $42.2 million cash payout. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $100 million jackpot or a $44.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, we have the opportunity to do so. Let's run through this one real quick before we get into our main story. A judge ruled on Friday that Eric and Lyle Menendez will get a resentencing hearing despite the Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman previously withdrawing the motion. The brothers appeared via remote video for the hearing, which was attended by Cooper Koch, who played Lyle in the Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle-Eric Melendez story. A sentencing hearing has been set for August the 17th, but before that, the brothers will appear before a parole board in June. Findings from that meeting will be headed to the governor's office, or his desk, better saying. Glass half full opportunity there. Not a doubt, after the hearing, the Menendez family attorney held a press conference telling reporters today was probably the biggest day since the brothers have been in custody. This is according to Deadline. Meanwhile, expat Rosie O'Donnell revealed in an interview with the New York Times that Lyle is the first straight man she ever loved. The tidbit came from the O'Donnell detailed her lengthy friendship with the convicted murderer, which began during the brothers' trial back in 1996. So there you go. A lot of interesting things, no doubt about that. So, it's time for main story. So let's do that real quick because I think that's going to be important. So let's go ahead and get into our story of the main of the story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you this as we get into this main story, and I want to start it off by saying the main story today is not really a main story, if I can say that. Yeah, I know it's going to be a little bit confusing. The main story today is going to really be talking about me, which I don't know if that's a great thing, but I guess it's something we should talk about ahead of time. That way, as we are going through the path, we have an understanding of this. So over the last little bit, as you know, we've been doing some stuff here, some stuff there, and kind of vanished for a little bit, then came back, reappeared, did the invisible motion thing, and then came back, and then showed up, and then gone again, and everybody's been like, what the hell's going on? So let me explain something to you. Let me explain this in the best possible way that I can. For the last little bit, we've been putting some work together. Some things that we wanted to talk about, some things that we wanted to do, some things that we wanted to discuss. And people have been asking me for this thing for years, and I always said this will never happen. But then again, now that I think about it, for years people asked me to do a show on video, and I said that wouldn't happen either. So you can already see how good I am with telling people on things that are not going to happen that end up happening. But let's leave it at that for now. Here's what I'm going to tell you. So after years and years and years of saying I wouldn't do it and years of being asked of doing this, we finally done it. Here at Safety FM, we have went ahead and I have written my first book. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. I'm going to put this up on the screen. And the book is titled Safety in My Opinion. And just where we can start, I'm going to show you the website. This isn't a manual. It's a transmission. That's what it is. It's called Safety in My Opinion, Consciousness Construct, and the Reality of Risk. Now, listen, I wrote this thing not because I felt that we needed another safety book, but at the same time, I kind of wanted to do some things slightly different. So about the book real quick, Safety in My Opinion isn't the typical safety manual. It's a transmission. I explore hidden systems, shaping our realities, refining the nature of risk, consciousness, and safety. So it's available now. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. I will tell you the audio version's out there right now. And it's listed on a company that we interact with called Soundwise. And it's going to be available on Audible, but for some reason it's taken a hot minute to get the Audible one. But I wanted to have everything for you before we did that. So yes, it's finally here. Safety in My Opinion. If you go to the website safetyimo.com, that's www.safetyimo.com, you'll see the book right there. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not a linear book. You can read it linearly if you want to. It essentially breaks down into different stories. And I did the book in a non-linear fashion, just for the sake and purpose of having it out there information-wise. Now, I'm going to say it. I know you hear a lot of people talk about their books and talk about everything that they've done to change the world. That's not what this book is. This book is just to make you ask better questions. And yeah, I know Todd Conklin has a book called that. That's not really the purpose behind it. But I wanted to give you some of the journey points, some of the information on how I see some of this stuff. And it's not perfect. And I look at it from the standpoint that I think that it will drive some conversations that maybe we haven't had yet. And maybe it'll drive some conversations on some things that will question things in the long run. So, Safety in My Opinion, available now on Kindle, Amazon, and that's some options for you if you want to do it in that fashion. You can do the paper, you can do the digital version, you have Soundwise to do the audio right now. I will tell you, Audible is coming out with a version of that, but I wanted to present it to you, laying it at your feet in regards to what's going on. A lot of work went into this, a lot of people that helped shape this journey. Really are, you can see them in the book. It is really a thank you to a lot of people. And it's that conversation on how to shift some of the things that are going on. It's just looking at it at things with a different lens. If anything, that's what we're really talking about. Take a look at this. Take a look at that. This is how the world works under a different lens. Is this going to be okay? How do you look at safety? And remember, we talk about all kinds of things on the network. Behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance. Now let's talk about some other items to add into it. If you go right now to www.safetyimo.com, you can take a listen to a little preview there of one of the chapters if you want to take a little gander there on what's going on. So I appreciate everybody who's been here helping me with the work to get this done. So thank you. And yes, after years that I told people no, I wasn't going to do it, I did it. Damn it, man. Everybody always kind of knows the calling card on what's going to happen. So here, safetyimo.com. And so, in my opinion, if they're trying to, so it's like IMO. And yeah, it's, if you're wondering for title purposes, why in my opinion? Because guess what people are normally not wrong about? Their own opinion. So that's why I did it that way. Anyway, so there you go. It's now there, available to the masses if you're interested.
Whoops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
These days, it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Oh,
feel for the calm, not for the endless summer sun. You're right, it's never wrong to have this premonition.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, doing our thing. Oh yes, don't worry. New week. Loving the Monday feels here. And we're getting back to it. This right here is Get Back Up. Saints of Valerie, songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Would love for you to take a gander-ander with everything inside of the multiverse. No doubt there. Always a good time as you and I get to hang out and do our thing. Would love to thank Saints of Valerie for allowing us to play all this plethora of music. I mean, I almost feel like we've been showcasing them as of late, but there you go. I mean, I don't know. Some good stuff coming out of there. No doubt about that. Okay. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Seriously, that's what it is. TWLOHA.com. It can change your life just by going to that website. Not joking as I say that. Serious business, and serious business alone as we are talking. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Weight loss advice. Never mind the latest fad diet, even counting calories. The best way to manage your weight long term is to simply keep a regular eating schedule, says a new study. Researchers from the University of Helsinki found that the dieting and irregular eating habits actually increase a person's likelihood of gaining weight. And their study of data over 4,900 men and women as they age between the ages of 24 to 34, the authors found that the vast majority of people gained weight. Factors affecting weight gain varied, but for both genders. Dieting and irregular eating habits were prominent factors. The team said it's in conclusion often people try to prevent and manage excess weight and obesity by dieting and skipping meals in the long term. Such approaches seem to actually accelerate getting fatter rather than preventing it. Just telling you what it says. So not does only skipping lunch make me hangry, it also makes me fatter. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And by regular eating schedule, does that include not having time to eat until noon? By scarfing down everything in sight and then napping all afternoon and then revenge snacking all evening because I wasted the entire afternoon? Because if that does, yeah, I'll keep regular eating schedule. Just think about it. I mean, how else would you rationalize that stuff? Is there another way? I just need to know. I need to know. Seriously. Seriously, I need to know. I get all kind of weirded out by some of this stuff sometimes. Especially when you start talking about weight stuff. You know, you try to control it. You just do your best. Forget the rest. Isn't that how the quote goes or something like that? Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk to John Smalls because he's always has something exciting to talk about. And he wants to motivate you even on a Monday. Should we call it Motivational Monday? I don't know. So let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life. Let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. And then we'll move forward. Seriously. So here's John Smalls right now.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Emily. Thomas Merton said, "Every moment and every event of every man's life on earth plants something in his soul." I love this. It's so true. Think about that. Everything you have ever seen and heard is still somewhere stirring in your soul. This is why it's important to be careful what you spend your time doing. Nowadays, the internet will see what you like, and it'll feed you a steady stream of more. It's your personal algorithm. My social media scrolling is a completely different experience than my wife's social media scrolling. I am easily entertained with silly videos that make me laugh. My wife's page, it's way more serious. I prefer my silly videos.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When you look at what's happening in the world, what do you see? Shattered dreams, a failed business, family problems, an impending divorce? That's all there. No one can deny it. But if that's all you see, you're only seeing with one eye. If you open both eyes, you will not only see what is, but also what can be. If you look with both eyes, you will see joy and possibilities where you were sure none existed. You might even see a miracle in the making. For with God, nothing is impossible. That's what Luke 18:27 says. Lord Jesus, open our eyes so we can see not only what is, but also what can be. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
The United Kingdom has announced plans to initiate consultations with its AUKUS security pact partners, the United States and Australia, along with other nations, including Japan, later this year. This initiative aims to explore future cooperation among these countries.
The consultations are expected to focus on enhancing security and defense collaborations in the Indo-Pacific region. Officials indicate that these discussions will address shared concerns and strategic interests. Jim Kender reporting.
Austria is currently dealing with a significant espionage scandal following the arrest of a former intelligence officer. This development has unveiled evidence of extensive Russian infiltration and raised concerns about official oversight.
The situation has prompted calls for a thorough investigation into the extent of foreign influence within Austria's intelligence community. Authorities are emphasizing the need to reassess security protocols. The government has pledged to implement necessary reforms to prevent future breaches. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Germany has commenced the deployment of troops to Lithuania, marking the first long-term stationing of German forces outside the country since World War II. This move is part of NATO's efforts to bolster its eastern flank, Joseph Eckerson reports.
Lithuanian leaders have welcomed the deployment, describing it as a historic event that enhances regional security. The stationed troops are expected to participate in joint exercises and contribute to deterrence measures. This action reflects NATO's commitment to collective defense in response to evolving security challenges.
Canada has pledged to increase its defense spending, aiming to move closer to the NATO target by 2030. This commitment comes amid pressure from the United States to bolster military expenditures.
The Canadian government plans to allocate additional funds to modernize its armed forces and enhance operational capabilities. Officials believe this investment will strengthen national security and fulfill international obligations. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A former Venezuelan general with close ties to the late President Hugo Chavez has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in a U.S. prison. The sentencing follows charges of supplying weapons to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia.
U.S. authorities highlighted the severity of the offenses, emphasizing the impact on regional stability. The case underscores ongoing concerns about illicit arms trafficking in Latin America. Efforts continue to address and prevent such activities through international cooperation. Kyle Norris reporting.
The U.S. is being urged to enhance commercial ties with African nations to reduce reliance on
China for critical minerals, a Washington-based think tank emphasized the strategic importance of diversifying supply chains.
Strengthening economic partnerships with African countries could provide mutual benefits and bolster global supply stability. The recommendation aligns with broader efforts to secure essential resources. Policymakers are considering various approaches to implement these strategies effectively. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio Big.
Yep, Radio Big will cause that stench for you, no doubt about that. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If we take a look back at 2018, Beyonce is the first black woman to headline Coachella Music Festival. Her performance was one of the most viewed performances on YouTube live stream. So there you go. Also, if you did not know this, as Coachella was just happening over the weekend, the Misfits, yes,
the Misfits
were there. Yeah, I was kind of excited by it, but it was at 2:20 in the morning. So of course I couldn't make it because man, could not manage to stay up that long. I tried, but it just didn't work out. Okay, so let's talk about this because we need to talk a little bit about everything. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Abigail Breslin turns 29. Baker Mayfield, 30. Skylar Samuels, 31. Graham Phillips and Ellington Ratcliffe both turned 32. Chris Woods, 37. Kayla Williams, 43. Rob McCleary turns 48. And so does Sarah Michelle Gellar. Anderson Silva turns 50. And Amy Dumas turns 50 as well. DeBrett turns 51. Adrian Brody turns 52. Anthony Michael Hall turns 57. Robert Carticle turns 64. Brad Garrett, 65. And Peter Calpridi turns 67 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Pan-American Day, National Gardening Day, National Ex-Spouse Day, National Dolphin Day, and National Pecan Day. So there you go. Some interesting stuff to talk about. No doubt about that. Okay, if you need a rando ando for today, a relationship is when she by your side during bad times to tell you that none of this would have happened if you had listened to her. Yep. Think about that one later on because that one's going to raise some questions. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. What's the weirdest thing that has happened to you while working at your job? I don't know if I can talk about that. This is the Rated R Safety Show, but we might need to change this. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average person buys 6 of these a year for their home. What are they? Light bulbs. Really? Light bulbs? I'm trying to think about that. I haven't bought light bulbs for my house in a long time. I think it's been at least 7 years. Maybe 8. Something to think about, I guess. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, we will be going to RadioBig.fm, talking about the world of music, news, and entertainment, because that's what we do over there for the next couple hours. You're more than welcome on coming across and, you know, going through the whole thing with us. If you don't want to, that's perfectly fine. You can still hang out here on Safety FM, because here's a great thing that happens next. If you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will come in, and he will talk about the world of safety consulting. So if you want to learn how to become a consultant, that's the way to go. I'm just telling you. If you're looking for some entertainment stuff, you can come over to RadioBig.fm. You know, we are sister stations, just in case if you don't know that. Some people sometimes get lost. Well, you're trying to get people out of here. So there you go. So that's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. All progress takes place outside of your comfort zone. Yep. Think about that for a moment. So there you go. Anyways, safetyimo.com if you want to know more information about the book. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.